Good. I'm glad to have all of you.
You're always bored.
Get over it.
Oh. Not the early service.
If you're bored, it's your own fault. Okay. So my mother used to say, if you're bored, you can go pick some weeds. We can do that. So we are on the letter H. Last week we heard about Gabriel.
Without.
Were you here for the first holy?
No.
Holy, yeah.
I'm guessing
ho. None of you said Herod. I can't believe you didn't say Herod. Herod, yes.
Herod.
You were close.
Hope.
Hope is the word we're going to talk about today. Hope. So often, I mean, if you listen to the text today, if you want to follow Jesus, what do you have to do?
Hope.
Now, some of you might like this. Reject mother and father, right? Yeah. Don't laugh, TJ. Reject mother and father and friends and brother and sister. Send them all away. Give and give everything you have away. Could you do that?
No.
Sounds.
Give me my $30 million airplane.
Yes.
Thank you for being the one honest person in the room.
I don't want to.
Yeah. No, it's so hard to even think about that. Giving everything you have away. If that's the only way we could follow Jesus, how many people are going to follow?
Much.
Not
honest here.
Let's be honest here. Not too many. About giving everything away. That word is really more about hope. Not the Bible is about hope. You have to do this. You have to show up to church. You have to sit still at church. You have to honor your father and mother. You have to do all of these things. And if that's not what the Bible is about. Do you remember? I know. Isn't it right?
He's
going to
kill us all if you don't do those things.
Like, that's right. Thou shalt not your neighbor's a Nintendo. None of those things,
that's
right? Do you remember the story about the man who was blind?
Yes.
No.
He had no hope. He didn't have a way to make a living. And hope somebody would give him money. And what does Jesus do?
It's his eyes.
He brings him sight. He gives him hope. The woman who had been bent over and could hardly move, Jesus brings her hope. To all the people who were poor and afraid, come to me. So the other part of the Bible, so much of this is about hope. When Jesus says, give everything away, he's saying, come to me because I am waiting for you. I am here for you. That you have and all the things that you do. Life. But God gives us life instead. So that's hope in the Bible. If you find your hope in peanut butter
or jelly,
God bless you. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks. You can go back to your place.